Hey everybody, we are on our first week of practicing the classical spiritual disciplines in an attempt to begin to form the secret places in us and to learn how to be with God and become like Jesus. This week we're talking about fasting, and you should have received an email with a bunch of information about it if you're a part of our Redemption Hill community. But just really quick, fasting is an important and ancient practice in Christianity. It's not biblically commanded. You don't have to do it if you're a Christian. But we do see that Jesus began his ministry with fasting, the 40 days in the desert. And we also hear Jesus talk about fasting with the sort of assumption that his followers will engage in it. And he gives some specific directions around how to fast and what it could look like in his disciples' lives. In Matthew 4:4, he reminds us that man does not live on bread alone, but on the word of God. And that is a good reminder for how and why we fast. Fasting can bring us into a place of repentance. It can help us live in solidarity with the poor and the hungry all over the world. But mostly what I have seen fasting do in my own life is to strip away any sort of comfort that I turn to instead of the Lord and make space for God to be my comfort instead. Most fasting biblically is speaking about fasting from food. However, during the Lent season, a lot of people fast from other things that might bring them comfort, like alcohol or sugar or Netflix at night. Things that we turn to instead of the Lord. If you're fasting from food, one simple, easy entryway to that kind of a fast is a 24-hour fast. This is what I'm going to be engaging in. So I'll eat dinner on Thursday night, all during these 6 weeks of Lent, and then I'll skip breakfast, lunch, and any snacks on Friday, and then I'll break my fast on Friday at dinner. If you'd like to join me in that fast, I would love that, and I'd be happy to walk alongside you in that. If you feel the Lord calling you into another way of doing that, that's great too. So take some time this week, seek the Lord, see what maybe you could fast from in order to make space for God's voice, and then try it. We call these practices because we're just practicing. None of us are perfect at them yet. So have a great week, and please reach out in the comments or in the DMs if you have any questions about this.